today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the answer of this question. Why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him?
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Today is Sunday, 27th of Zulhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to chapter Al-Fajr from the Holy Quran, verses 1 to 5, and then we'll learn more about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Wal-Fajr.
By the dawn.
وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ.
And by the 10 nights.
وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ.
And by the even number and the odd.
وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ.
And by the night when it passes.
هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ.
Is there not in all that an oath sufficient for one of perception?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
There are five awakening oaths at the beginning of the surah. Some commentators have carried the term Fajr in this verse to its absolute meaning, that is, whiteness, which is certainly one of the signs of Allah's greatness. It is a reference point in the lives of human beings and all earthly creatures, and the prime glory of the victorious light at the end of the faded darkness when the calm sleep ends and the movement of living creatures begins. It's for this very life that Allah swears by it. However, some commentators have said that it means break of dawn at the beginning of Muharram.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone or anything in life but you.
We're going to speak about why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. One of the methods that Imams used to keep the memory of the rise and uprising of Ashura alive was arranging gatherings for crying and mourning and making others cry for the tragic incident that took place in Karbala and reminding people of those incidents on appropriate occasions. Imam Sajjad, Shia's fourth imam, Salamullah alayhi, constantly cry and mourn for what had taken place on the day of Ashura during the years he was the Imam of the Ummah. He cried so much to the extent that he was known as and called on the Bakain. That means those who cried very much. Therefore, not only would the infallible imams attend these gatherings themselves and cry for Imam al-Hussein, but they would always encourage people to cry and mourn for the imam.
The reason why we commemorate Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, his life, his mission, his legacy, every single year, year after year, is because Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, his struggle against Yazid is not a struggle of one man against another. Many people in history have fought one another, and many of them have been forgotten. The reason we remember Aba Abdullah al-Hussein and his struggle against Yazid is that this is the epitome of good versus evil. Of absolute good versus absolute evil. Of truth versus falsehood. Justice versus injustice. These are the values at hand, my dear brothers and sisters. This is why every year, incessantly, the followers of Ahlul Bayt remember the name of Hussein. Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, yes, he was a great figure. But the reason we remember him is not solely because he was the grandson of Rasulullah. Because he was our third and holy imam. That's not the only reason we remember him. The reason we remember Aba Abdullah al-Hussein is for the values that he stood for, the values that he imparts to us. If it were not for Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, Islam would have been lost. They say in the period after the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, corruption was so rife, falsehood was spreading in the lands due to the corruption of Muawiyah, that certain armies who would go and fight other non-Muslims, under the command of who? Muawiyah. They would have to be sent preachers to teach them how to do wudu. They didn't even know how to do wudu. Can you imagine? If you can't do your wudu, what's not accepted? Your prayers. This is a basic tenet of Islam, to do wudu in order to what? Fulfill your prayers. The army, supposedly the most pious, most believing men, at the time they did not even know how to do wudu. Why? Because after the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, it was the falsehoods of Muawiyah that began to spread in the land.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
On the last episode of today's special, we learned one lesson from Imam al-Hussein that was submission to Allah completely. For today, we have another lesson. Never accept humiliation. Although it has been painted that it was Imam al-Hussein and his family who were the ones humiliated in Karbala and its aftermath, the honor will always rest with the Imam and not Yazid. Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, could have easily given allegiance to Yazid in Medina, but this would bring humiliation in that the essence of Islam would be destroyed in front of him by Yazid. Imam Hussein's refusal to pledge allegiance to a tyrant is an important lesson for those who stay silent in front of the oppressors, in that dying is more honorable than to live with humiliation, something Abu Abdullah, peace be upon him, himself mentioned in a speech.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we have one of the short parts of Ayatollah Khamenei's speech. The supreme leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran speaks about regarding the movement of Imam al-Hussein. He said, "The Quranic verses about the role of the Imam are interpreted in three different ways. Wilaya, guardianship, is one of these interpretations. Your guardian can only be Allah and His Messenger and those who believe, who establish worship and pay charity and bow down in prayer." The Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 55. Another interpretation is submission and obedience. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority from among you. You can find this concept in the Holy Quran, chapter 4, verse 59. Friendship is the third interpretation. Say, "I do not ask of you any reward for it, but love for my near relatives." Holy Quran, chapter 42, verse 23. What is this friendship? This friendship is a kind of assurance. After the Holy Prophet passed away, those who ended this friendship gradually brushed aside the leadership of infallible imams. In the absence of this friendship, the imam, the Islamic Ummah, will face the same disasters. Therefore, this sense of friendship is of paramount importance, and it can be achieved through the emotional connection to the infallible imams.
There's one last thing that I'd like to mention today, and that is the correct way to perform Ziyarat Ashura. One of our great scholars by the name of Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi, that was very famous for the prohibition of tobacco during the Qajar era in Iran, he has a method to correctly recite Ziyarat Ashura, because there are different traditions about how to recite it. He gets these traditions together and he has a formula for us, and I'd like to share this with you. This is the way that we should recite Ziyarat Ashura according to Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi. He says that first you should, of course, go to when you're far away from Karbala, you should go to an elevated place in your house. And there you do a salam to Imam Hussein, a salam that you is with intensity that you cry. Then you do a curse on the oppressors of Imam Hussein. So you do a salam and then you do a lan. Then after that, you recite two units of prayer. Then after this two units of prayer, you recite Ziyarat Ashura. And then when you're done, you recite another two units of prayer. So this method is a method that is ascribed to us by Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi. And therefore, you say a salam to Imam Hussein, you do a quick lan, and then you do two units of prayer, and then you do the Ziyarat Ashura. And if you don't have time to do the 100 salams and the 100 lands, you can make it sufficient by just saying As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. You can repeat this sentence 100 times. And then if you don't have enough time to recite the 100 lands, you could just say Allahumma al-anhum jami'a 100 times. Then when you're finished, you do the sujood and everything, and then you do two rakats of prayer. Therefore, Ziyarat Ashura has two unit prayers. Inshallah, we can recite and have tawfiq to recite Ziyarat Ashura this Muharram, and that we can benefit from it, and we can get the true rewards, as the traditions have, alf, alf, sins will be forgiven, alf, alf, rewards, thawab will be given, meaning a million thawabs, a million forgivenesses from our sins will be given. Inshallah, we will recite a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue speaking about Imam al-Hussein and learn more about his school of thought. Thank you and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya.
محمد ومماتي 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 ممات محمد وآل محمد.